got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. I hope you had an amazing weekend. It went by fast. Faster than 90 going north. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, I don't have right now. We'll go over the old one in a minute, last week in a minute, but no biblical question right now. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast anywhere in the world and still listen on your phone. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Von JLP Cash App. Von JLP Cash App. And by the way, happy White History Month. July is White History Month. Apparently, J.D. Vance made a baby. And so he is producing children during White History Month, at least one. Amazing, huh? According to a report. It is Monday. And every Monday, we take all calls, but every Monday is Female Monday.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
I get angry, I guess, when you mention that someone should have a children.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I'm speaking.
If someone's crying, they're hurting, it is over.
I didn't even put you on the hot seat yet. When she's crying, she's lying. A spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong. Amazing, huh? Amazing fellowship yesterday. And I really want to encourage those who are working on themselves to just stay with it. Endure. This year's theme for the fellowship is endure. Endure. See it all the way through, and you will not regret it. Really. But you got to endure. You just have to sit there on that rock and don't move until help comes. And it will. if you don't go looking for help. It will come. There's a song, and it may be in the Bible too. The song might not be in the Bible, but the verses may be. If you wait upon the Lord, he will provide your every need. If you just wait and do nothing about it, but wait, help will come. Help will come, but the problem is most people won't wait. They believe the lie that there's someone in them that need help. And so they go looking for the help outside of themselves, and they're going to always find the wrong answer. You're never going to get help that way. It just ain't going to happen. But when you sit and wait, he will provide your every need. And you don't need to trust that. You don't need to believe it. You just need to do it. As Nancy Reagan would say, and God rest her soul, may her soul rest in peace, just do it. Just wait. But no, you allow that's Nike. Isn't that true?
Huh? Nancy said, just say no.
Oh, who said just do it?
Nike.
Nike is a gym shoe?
Yes.
As Nike said, just do it. And as Nancy Reagan said, God, we're so soul, just say no and wait. Wait. Say no to the temptation of the devil. Say no to the temptation of the imagination. It's just an illusion. If you only knew the depths of the illusion that you're living in by way of thoughts and emotions, it would blow your mind. You would not, you would just shake your head every day. I can't believe I was living an illusion. It would never mean I was calling that life. You call an illusion life. There's a real life, an everlasting life, a life that you can truly live every day, every minute, every second. There is real life, but not in your imagination. Amazing. And so last week we dealt with the, last week, biblical question yesterday, you can check out the fellowship at RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church, all right? But we dealt with, are you violating God's law? And are you violating God's law? And I realize a lot of people don't even know what God's laws are. And I understand that. I've been there too, really. And God's laws are admit you're wrong for judging, for being angry, go and forgive. Go and forgive. Another law, which is the greatest of all laws, to love God with all your heart, soul, and might. Love what's right. Love what's right more than anyone else or anything else. And you should only have one God. When you love what's right, love God with all your heart, soul, and might, you would never have another God. He would be your only one. And then love your enemy. Love your neighbor. And I realize most people want enemies, so they're not going to love their enemy because they want somebody to be mad at, someone to fight with. But love your enemies. There are 10 laws that Christ came and restored Those are the laws of Moses. I know the people say there are 160 more or so, but those laws were written by the Pharisees, not by God. You can't, those laws are stupid. They're there to make money off you. But keep the Ten Commandments. That's all you got to do. And you, if you love God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nobody else or nothing else, and love your enemy as yourself, love your neighbor, you can't break God's laws because you're walking in the light of perfect love. Isn't that amazing? And then you will lay your weapon down. You will turn the ship around. So, amazing. Keep the law. In the beginning, there was the law, and the law was with God, and God was the law. And the law was made flesh. He put the laws upon our hearts. That's why when you go and forgive, immediately those who truly forgive, they feel a load lifted. They feel free. They feel different. Because you're returning to the law, which is in your heart. It's in your heart. Salvation is of the heart and not of the vices. It's of the heart. Isn't that amazing? It's so simple, but yet the religious leaders of all times have made it complicated so that you would never find it. And that way they can make money off you. They can use you to make themselves feel important, feel needed, because they're very insecure. Ten Commandments. You keep that one and then the two of loving your neighbor, enemy. You can't go wrong. What now? Because you're now in the light. But do what you want. Amazing, huh? Are you violating God's law? Hey, you love your enemy?
Can I plead the fifth?
No, not in this case.
Yes. My eyes are wide and bugging for the people on audio podcasts or people not watching.
Why you act like you don't?
Well, sometimes I forget.
Are you keeping the law of laws of loving God first?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
I said yes.
Okay, nice. Amazing. Amazing question, huh? You keep violating God's laws.
Yep.
Were you surprised most people didn't know what the law was?
Yeah. No, I wasn't surprised. It was funny when you said the last guy who you went to said, "I don't know what they are," and you're like, "Finally." It's funny, like you ask a question and somebody and everybody forgets to understand what the words mean in the question.
Yeah. He was the one that says, "I don't know," so he would be honest. He wasn't making up anything. Amazing. I want to catch up with the super chats.
All right.
Then I go to the callers.
Super chat.
Over on Pilled.net on Friday, Big Hair Tsunami gifted the phone saying, "Hey, chat chartered a tour bus to celebrate your birthday. We will be there for you tonight." This was on Friday, okay? "Shave your legs and comb your beard. Look presentable." And it was at the tail end of the J.C. Lee Peterson show on Friday that I finally saw it. Thank you, sir.
Hey, birthday was last Friday. And thank God he's old now because we don't have to celebrate the whole year.
Right.
You're growing up. Amazing. Thank you.
King Alpha Nerd here. I caught it late, so reading this on Monday. Happy 45, Hake. Thank you, King Alpha Nerd.
Amazing. Happy birthday.
Handy News gifted the can for Whitey during the Fallen State stream premiere on Pilled.net.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Handy News.
Yeah, Handy News.
Hannes bought our coffee. Happy birthday, Hake. 4-party smiley emojis.
Amazing.
Thank you, Hannes.
Thank you.
Jamie, absence makes the heart grow fonder or forgetful. Peter Pan. I don't think that's Peter Pan. That's the Disney Robin Hood. Miriam says it with that hen gal.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. But I could, maybe you know about Peter Pan.
What's I know there was a TV cartoon show called Peter Pan, right?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. He may be mixing up his Disney movies.
I never watched Peter Pan. It just sounds so childish.
Well, I was a child. Actually, I don't even think I was a twinkle in my mother's eye. It probably came out before I was born.
You used to watch it?
I don't know if I ever got to see the cartoon version, actually.
Oh.
I saw this real-life version where a woman played it, a short-haired woman played Peter Pan.
Oh. Oh, mess.
Yeah. Jamie bought another coffee. The war was an unnecessary condition of affairs and might have been avoided if forbearance and wisdom had been practiced on both sides. General Robert E. Lee.
Thank you. Why, wow. Here's a moment. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Very nice.
Thank you.
That was the Civil War, I believe.
Happy Why, here's a moment.
Wow. Trump agrees with him on that, too, by the way.
Right on.
God, says Jamie, has opened many doors of opportunity throughout my lifetime, but I believe the greatest of those doors was allowing me to be born in the United States of America, Dr. Ben Carson.
Born in the USA, I was born in the USA. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie, for all those coffees. Someone is now a member. No message.
Thank you.
Everblazer's been a member on the Bond YouTube channel for 8 months. Says, gotta love church with JLP. I don't feel your faith.
I don't feel your faith. Thank you, and thanks for the support. That's amazing.
Kaneda Lowe, pardon me if I'm butchering your name, says, GM, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Kaneda Lowe has been a member for 10 months on the Bond YouTube.
Right on. Thank you.
During church, Madi said, hope you all had a wonderful weekend. Much love. Kiss emoji.
Amazing. It is hot in Atlanta, but it's beautiful. It's not like the southern hot. It doesn't, like, melt into you. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Diaz, process. Pardon me if I'm butchering it. No message.
Thank you.
Jack B, double exclamation mark on Cash App.
Amazing. Thank you.
That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Pink Catman, Trump. Pardon me if I'm butchering it. Trump is the perfect example of being protected by the light. 10 years plus and they still can't get him. Amazing.
It really, really, really is. He's protected. He has a protective bubble all around him. Amazing. Thank you.
The Joshua James, God's riches at Christ's expense is grace. Happy July 19th, yesterday.
Amazing. Thank you.
Bulgar Wolf, it's impossible to violate God's laws.
What do you mean?
He doesn't elaborate.
What do you mean by that? What? Your name?
Bulgar Wolf.
What do you mean by that, Bulgar Wolf? I mean, but thank you.
A, B, G, C. Got $1. You sang White History Month?
Amazing. Thank you. Happy White History Month.
Thank you, A. Bryant. Bray K5 Coffees. No message.
Thank you.
Jim SM Tech. New member.
Thank you, Jim.
Very nice. Wet Weedworm Schlag. Pardon me if I'm butchering the name. I've seen it before. Happy White History Month, Jesse. Thank you for all the amazing work you do. I am due for a call in update. I forgave my father shaking in my boots.
Amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it. It gets better. Thank you.
Marilyn, Uncle Jesse, God and law cannot be used interchangeably because it is why the Pharisees and scribes wanted to kill Jesus and killed many of God's prophets. They judged and condemned people because they believed the law was God himself. They worshiped the law, but this is false. Law brings condemnation.
In the beginning, there was the law, and the law was God. And God was the law, and the law made flesh. In the beginning. Amazing. Thank you.
Marilyn says, it is impossible for the law.
Impossible.
For the law to precede man, because the law is a result of sin and death, which came after creation. So God cannot be the law, because it will pass away with sin and death. But God's word is eternal and endures forever, because he spoke all things into existence by his word.
I don't even understand that.
And I can't help you.
You don't understand it either. Make it clear. You might be making some sense. I doubt it, but make it clear.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Either by calling 888-77-JESSE or on your Super Chat.
Yeah.
Because either hate is white and intellectual somewhat, and he doesn't even understand it. He's trying.
Thank you, Marilyn. Hannes. Three coffees. Such an amazing Sunday service, Jesse. Thank you. Thanks, Hans. Quote, the greatest sin is to forget to be present.
Yep.
Notice how you suffer when you drift off. Oh, boy, how true that is.
It sure is.
I want to reach the 100th floor. I'm sick of suffering. I'm sick of the little piece in me that still wants the thrills.
Well, stay present. Always know where you are and what you're doing at all times. And it's just going to open up for you. The light. Things will become clear for you. It's like the fog will fade away. If you just wait and let it happen. Really. It will fade away. The thoughts will disappear. The thoughts are the fog. Stay with it. Amazing. And thank you.
Tom, three coffees. Good morning.
Tom, like a mug.
Morning, Jesse. Amazing church service. Last week's BQ answer. Are you violating God's laws? Yes, I violate God's laws. But thank God I can see that, says Tom.
Right on. Stay with it, Tom.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank
nice.
You. Just stay with it. Meaning, watch. Sit. At the gate and just watch. Sit and wait. Remember the man in the Bible? He sat at the gate and waited for Christ to come past him, come through the gates. That's all you got to do. Just watch. And nothing more or nothing less. Amazing. Thank you for your support. Let me go to Frank out of Texas. Frank, you are on the air.
What is going on, my brother in Christ, Jesse Lee Peterson? How are you doing?
All is well, Frank. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month and happy white, White Women's Monday. How about that? All women.
This is for all women on Monday.
Yeah, so I'm here to shout out my mother. She is was a professional golfer. Her name is Kyle O'Brien Stevens, and she wrote this book called Be
Hey,
a
don't
Fool.
Promote your book, man. I don't know your mama that well. What the? Let me go to Jermaine out of Canada. Jermaine, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Jermaine. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
Come
man.
Closer to your phone. Okay. Are you on a Bluetooth?
Can you hear me better?
I can. Were you on a Bluetooth or your speaker?
I was on my Bluetooth.
Did he tell you not to be on your Bluetooth?
Sorry, Jesse. I'm at work, so it's sometime after. That's why.
All right. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure if you're aware of the story here in Canada, a viral story now, with a Sikh. He went to a gym, Good Life. I go to this gym, but not the exact same one he was at. And he was working out with a knife on him. And then the co-worker at the front desk mentioned to him, people feel unsafe. You can't be in the gym with a knife on you. If this is the case, you're going to have to leave. And he was telling her, oh, it's my religious belief. I'm allowed to carry a knife on me. It's under the Charter Rights of Canada and all this stuff. And at the end of the day, you know, from what I've heard, according to the news on the report, the female was fired and Good Life issue a formal apology for how he was treated or how the coworker had him left the gym because of his religious belief of him carrying a knife.
No, I've not heard of that.
Yeah.
It reminded me of a story we did, though, where one of those, what'd you call them, would carry a knife in Canada, and according to a report, he stabbed a white guy there. And instead of, that was in the UK, yeah. In UK, not Canada. And instead of arresting the guy with the knife, they arrested the guy that was stabbed, according to a report.
Yeah, and that's what, that is the concern people have here in Canada, that, you know, you shouldn't be allowed to be bringing a weapon to a gym.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense.
And why he needed to take him to the gym anyway? It doesn't even make sense. You're right.
But from what I've seen, Jesse, he just wanted attention, and he got it.
Yeah.
He got it. That's what he wanted, you know?
That's amazing.
And it prompted me to think that the government, liberal or conservative in Canada, they don't care about their people, none whatsoever. And the business owners, they don't care about their people, the people that are going to the business. And I said to myself, if this is the case, if I ever go to the Good Life gym that I go to it, and they're going to allow this, I just leave the gym. It's that simple.
It's,
but people are just complaining.
That seemed to be going on in all the white countries. The white citizens are not protected by the white government in their own country.
Yeah. And
hate is typing me a whole bunch of stuff.
You're supposed to always be ready to protect the innocent, vulnerable, and stand against oppression with that knife, per Sikhism.
Is that a religion?
Per Google AI.
That's a religion,
yeah.
Right? Oh. What a mess. So will you stay at that gym or are you leaving?
If it comes to the point where it's not going on at my gym right now, but if it comes to this, then I have no choice but to leave that gym, you know?
Will the person that got fired, will they get their job back?
I'm not too sure, but people online they're saying they're boycotting Good Life.
Yeah.
So I'm not too sure what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
It's amazing, yeah. Jermaine, but that's what's happening in all the white countries, including America. White people don't have a chance in their own country anymore.
Yeah, I was thinking that, and I was like, the conservative here now, they're saying the Sikh and Muslim and Indian, it's Canada or the white people here. That's their, what's the word I'm looking for now? That's our belief now.
Amazing. Well, watch your back, man, and be careful.
All right, Jesse. We'll chat again.
All right,
have
buddy.
A good one.
Thank you. You too. Bye. I got to take a quick break. Back in a moment.
Yes, I I just wanted to call you and give an update on my life.
Okay.
I recently got a job as a maintenance manager. 3 weeks in, I'm now the GM of that park. I'm doing, you know, the silent prayers, always keeping present. There's no way that I would have been ready for this position even 6 months ago if it wasn't for counseling with you one-on-one in my relationship with the Father. You have changed my life dramatically, brother, and I love you for it. And my wife loves you. We love all your crew. You guys are doing amazing work. And I just wanted to give you that update.
Well, right on. Congratulations. And again, you just take it one moment at a time, one day at a time, and let things unfold, and they will. And do not take anything personal from anyone. Don't get angry, resentful, or anything like that, and you'll be fine no matter what. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Announcements. It's White History Month. July just feels white. And it is amazing. It is 250 years of celebrating America. Isn't that amazing? Get your merch. Amazing merch. Not only from Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show, but White History Month. We have a 250-year celebration with the gold, the silver coin. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Amazing. 800-411-BOND or jesseleepeterson.shop. And then we have Punchy's Coffee. Good. Punchy's Coffee is amazing. And then we have White History Month merch, amazing hats and T-shirts. You're just going to have a good old time. Amazing stuff. Designed by the one and the only American Anchor Baby. And then we have hats and merch and T-shirts and all kind of stuff from JesseLeePeterson.com, all right? So go to RebuildingTheMan.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop or RebuildingTheMan.com. And every dime goes back into doing the work. So you're helping us while you enjoy your amazing merch. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. from 11 to 1 Pacific Time. A busy day today. Let me go to Lester out of Houston, Texas. Lester, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. I'm all right, and I know you're all right. So guess what?
What's that?
Not going to ask you how you're doing for the 150th time.
Amazing.
Hey, man. I used to, happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
I used to listen to you years ago. I used to see you on a different talk show. This is back in the 90s. And I'm not gay or nothing, but you was a fairly handsome guy, man. You were slim, trim. You know, I said, oh, Jesse, I had it going on back in the day.
Amazing.
But
when we are young.
Yeah. I'm sure people say that about me. I'm 65.
Right.
But
on.
I you, One thing about listening to you that has helped me through my walk is that learning how to forgive people who talk about you, who disrespect you. You know, I'm trying to be like when Jesus was on the cross after what he went through. He said, forgive them.
Yeah.
For they know not what they do.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yeah. She tripping right now. She 81 years old. And she acted the same way at 81 that she acted when she was 31. But
you went,
I realized
you
that
went to
she
her,
not got,
you went to her and forgave her?
Oh, yeah. Every time I see her, I tell her I love her, even though she's still, you know, she's still just mean and cantankerous. I mean, she do a lot of good things, but for some reason, she's just mean and cantankerous. and I just realized that that's just who she is. She's not going to change. So I got to love her in spite of.
What did she say when you told her you were sorry for resenting her?
She just looked at you. She just looked at me. Sometimes she cursed at me. And she go to church every Sunday. And she tell me I'm going to hell because I don't go to church. And she don't realize she one of the reasons I don't go to church, because if that were church does to you, because you know just the religious folks killed Jesus Christ. So, you know. But hear what I call.
When you went to her, what did you say?
I said, Mom, I love you. That's all I say. Mom, I love you.
So you haven't forgiven her. You don't love her.
No. Here's my point. When I tried to go into detail with her about my issues with her, she get defensive. She get angry. She don't want to hear it. So I just say, Mom, I love you, because I don't want to go. You know how the scripture say, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. So I don't want to go to bed at night being at odds with my mom.
But
I
God
to go
said
to, bed.
To go and forgive her, and he will forgive you. You don't need to go into details or anything. And however she acts is on her. It has nothing to do with you.
Okay.
When you forgive
yes,
her, God will forgive you. But
yes,
so you
sir.
Have not forgiven her.
Okay. I mean, that's something to think about. But you know, I'm listening because I don't get offended when people tell me that it's a better way to do stuff.
Well, you told her you love her when you don't love her. You resent her.
No, I do. I do love my mom.
But
now,
why didn't you tell her you were sorry for resenting her then? You realize
she
couldn't help herself.
Well, like I say, if I try to tell her about herself, all she do is get mad.
That's fine.
So
that's
just,
all her.
I just love her in spite of. Just like God loves us in spite of ourselves, there's nothing that we can do to stop God from loving us. So I know she's not going to be around much longer because she's 81 years old. So
that's why you should do it before she die. Because most adult children didn't have a chance to forgive their mothers and father while they live. And for some, it's difficult. But if you face her shaking in your boots and never mind how she act, that's on her, then at least you would have been able to face her so you could get your courage back.
Okay. All right. I mean, I love her because the thing that keeps me going is because she's not my biological mother, but she done been with my father for 60-plus years, so her and my father hooked up when I was, like, about 3 or 4 years old. But the thing that keeps me going, I think about the good times, the good breakfast she used to cook on Sunday mornings. I think about back when Jimmy Carter.
But that's not forgiveness, Lester. But do what you want. That's not forgiveness. Forgiveness is when we can admit we are wrong for judging, for being angry. Remembering fun times is not forgiveness.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It make a whole lot of sense. But here's the issue that I'm having, because I listen to you every day. I try to call in, but you have us on hold such a long time. But I'm glad you got to me. But here's the issue I have. I grew up in a particular denomination. You probably know which one it is. But they used to always teach us, if you're not a member of this particular church, heaven not going to be your home. How do you deal with people? Because when I tell people about you, they think you're crazy. No, I tell them about people like, you know, that I listened to growing up, you know, the different ministers, and they was godly men, but they still feel that if you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you're going to hell. How do you feel about people like that?
Give them the finger and move on. Wish them well.
All right.
Forgive them. They cannot see.
Okay. All right.
All right, man.
All right. I thank you so much, and have a great day.
You
Jesse.
Too.
Hey.
Happy,
have a great day, hey.
Happy wife. He's not in the studio right now, but right on. Thank you, Lester.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Did you guys hear about this female from The View? I just, my producer gave this to me this morning, and it's interesting. Somebody need to, like, really get a hold of this female and help her before it's too late. Because she really seemed to be losing it. And if any of those people around her care about her at all, from The View or the audience or her, I don't know if she married or not, her husband or somebody need to help this woman before it's too late. Do what you want, but she's really tripping. This is from Grok. On June 16th, a Harvard graduate and teacher, Gabriel Houston, got a trespassing ticket for jogging on the Metro North track in New Rochelle. This is from the New York Post. Oh, we don't have
put your hands behind your back for a second. Hey, what's going on?
Tell them your mother is a federal prosecutor.
It's fine.
Are you arresting my son?
What do you mean?
What happens? Be like, oh, we need to write this.
Well, you know, we have cameras everywhere. Normally, it's a misdemeanor charge. We're dumbing it down to a violation, okay? I know you're upset.
I'm a former federal prosecutor.
Yeah.
He knows. He's a Harvard grad who teaches fourth grade geometry to kids.
God bless.
This is not a kid who's ever in trouble.
Oh, he is a graduate. He is a teacher. And she is a prosecutor. Oh, now we're not supposed to arrest your son for trespassing, whatever they say you were doing, because I'm a former prosecutor. What? Talk about ego trip. According to the report, you were trespassing. And all these fake titles about what they do. And what is she doing there anyway? Why would a grown man, how did she get there? Did he call her? He called his mama. What the? A grown man called his mama. Derek is telling me that he's 24. He's still grown. 24 is grown. And she's all up in there saving her baby. Somebody really, really needs to help this female before it's too late. Houston does not have a sound mind. And I got proof. Previously on The View, while reacting to President Trump indictment, Sonny Houston declared, no one is above the law. And in another episode, she replied against white, pretty, and tall. Watch this from X.
I mean, you can't commit so many crimes and think that you are above the law, even if you are the president.
So it really is a celebration of the law.
It's a celebration of the law and how it applies to all of us. I do think that there is a thing called pretty privilege. There is a thing called white privilege. There is a thing called tall privilege. And we have to acknowledge that.
Amazing. How about your baby, Sonny? You want your baby to have privilege? 24 years old, and she going out there to help her baby. And it sounded like, I don't know because I wasn't there, according to the story, it didn't sound like they were going to arrest him. They were like, you know what, you shouldn't be doing this. And because of time, here's another clip from The View with this crazy lady, Sunny Hostin, from X.
I have been discriminated against, and now I have to tell my children that they have less civil rights than I did when I was born.
That's true.
That is disgusting, despicable, and I am devastated.
Heaven is not earth. A man and woman are not God. So is it, if you're a Harvard graduate and you're black, do you have black privilege or white privilege? And she's so devastated. But yet, according to this report, her son graduated from Harvard, a white school, by the way. Did he get in there on DEI? By way of DEI? Or what? I suggest do what you want, but you, as an adult individual, man and woman, male or female, that you take control of your own life. Take back your life. So she's up there. I'm a former prosecutor, federal prosecutor. Well, she's out there, is she out there asking the police for privilege? Give the former prosecutor privilege? And if she get it, would that be black privilege? A white privilege. And if you think that's bad, Fox News has reported that Alexandria Cortez is facing backlash after critics accuse her of putting on a new accent while speaking at a campaign in Memphis.
And the efforts that it took for them to get to that moment, we must double as we descend here on Memphis to organize and care for our brothers and sisters. We cannot afford to leave Tennessee behind. We cannot afford to leave Kentucky behind, Alabama behind, Mississippi behind, Georgia behind, South Carolina behind. There is no country when we are split apart. About a month or two ago, we were in Montgomery, Alabama. Sister Presley and I were in Montgomery, Alabama. And one of the things that we said that it is time for the North to roll up to the South. We will not be chased out of places anymore, brothers and sisters. It is going to take all of us together, rejecting the separation, for us to organize and speak life into one another, because we will see the day where we will turn the crooked path straight, Memphis.
Oh, we love my mama. She's my favorite girl. What a mess. Earth is not heaven. Why don't you lay your weapon down? Because you're not getting anywhere with all this mess. It's getting worse. Think about the fights you've been involved in already. Do things get better? And the black people, they just applauding, yeah, because she's calling them brothers and sisters. And speaking like the homies, not meaning any of it. It reminded me of like when Hillary Clinton spoke to some black at a black church. I don't feel no ways toward. I feel like going on. And the black went, yes. Praise the Lord, sister. And then when Obama went and spoke to the black churches and black people during his little campaign, all the blackness came out. And then when he left, he went back to his whiteness. What a mess. Here's this guy, Alexandra Cortez, using what appears to be her regular accents at a rally in Michigan for an Egyptian, so-called American, running for Senate. This is the post-millennium.
We are here because in November, Democrats have to win a majority in Congress. We have to win a majority in the House, and we have to win a majority in the Senate. And we need a firewall against an administration that is hell-bent on tearing down in 4 years what it took this country 250 years to build.
What a mess. It's amazing how human nature love its feelings. You actually believe that feelings are good. You say, oh my God, I am somebody. I do have a life. I have feelings. See how your feelings are being motivated right there? She got, you all wrapped up in your feelings. She loud, speaking all loud and carried on. And you're feeling good about it. And now you vote for her or whomever she's promoting. Because you're into feelings. In God, in truth, in real life, there are no feelings. Feelings of your father, the devil. And feelings are always an illusion. And feelings are always false identities. You got to overcome the feelings, bro. Overcome the thoughts, you overcome the feelings. 888-77 Jesse, the hate news right now. And I'll be back 2 more hours to go for your phone calls and super chat. The hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. We'll be right back.
some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right? Or am I right? Happy White History Month, y'all. July just feels white. It is Monday, the 20th of July, the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Female Monday, that is. 2026 AD. There's one line open. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to your super chats. More of your super chats have come in via Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk, as well as YouTube, Rumble, Pill.net, and other platforms. Very nice. We'll be on the lookout. All right. It is hate news, not fake news. The ice cream is cheaper, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, mainly because butter's price is falling. Butter's price, and Spain dominated Argentina. Sorry, Messi, you don't get four World Cup wins. He got three. He's gotten three already, maybe? Or one, or two, one, zero, one? Okay, shout out. It's old hat for him. He doesn't need anything more. But Spain won the World Cup. That info is from Nick the Anchor Baby, by the way. He knows I don't. Ninth straight night of Iran strikes. Three American troops were killed over the weekend, bringing the total of American soldiers killed to 17, according to CNN, or 19, according to Wikipedia, and plus one American contractor. Others have been injured. So rest in peace to those soldiers. And gas prices are over $4 on average nationwide, which sounds low if you're from L.A., but nationwide, that's kind of high, you know. It was $2.98 or something per gallon nationwide average pre this Hormuz mess, all right, the Strait of Hormuz. Gonna upgrade, Trump says, is sending the Qatari-donated Air Force One jet for upgrades. Okay, Andy Burnham, B-U-R-N-H-A-M, I believe. He is the new UK Prime Minister, asked by King Charles. UK's King Charles. I have no king, except for Christ. He is the seventh Prime Minister in 10 years over in the UK. And according to Drudge Report, far-left extremist, off-the-deep-end liberal Drudge, not Christian. Nah, I don't know. I disclaim all of that, okay? No endorsement nor opposition implied. But this Andy Burnham, attacked Margaret Thatcher, the late, great Margaret Thatcher, the White History Month heroine Margaret Thatcher for many of us conservative, normie-type people who remember her from, like, Reagan's time, or remember about her because we were too young during Reagan's time to know about her, sort of. But in his first speech, he attacks this woman who's not even around to defend herself. According to Drudge Report, now attacked, maybe using the term loosely. And in America, children ages 1 to 4 are drowning more post-COVID. You know, the China virus, the overreaction to the China virus where they didn't allow people to go outside. Maybe they didn't allow kids to learn how to swim. So children ages 1 to 4... although 1 to 4, you're not usually swimming. Anyway, around 4, you can swim, hopefully. But, yeah, they're drowning more post-COVID, and they don't really know why. And speaking of death, in New York City, Legionnaires' disease. It sounds awesome, but it's terrible. There's an outbreak. It's, like, really bad pneumonia times 10, okay? Whatever pneumonia is, but it's from bacteria in water droplets or mist, I guess. 10% fatality rate if treated. If it's untreated, it's 40 to 80% fatality rate, meaning people die if untreated. And it messes most people up for years. And that's according to AI, okay? I looked it up. There's been 3 deaths and dozens of cases, like 74 cases. Cases. And congratulations to J.D. Vance. Happy White History Month. His fourth child. They're being raised Christian, by the way. Alec Neal. Fourth child. He had a boy first, by the way. So happy birthday, I guess. Happy zeroth birthday. I'm James Hake.
Uniting the racist with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. And happy White History Month. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. No biblical questions today. Maybe want to come by tomorrow sometime. We'll see. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, hey, but you still want to listen to the show as it is happening, no matter what you're doing, walking, running, making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, driving your children to a socialist school of destruction, or out there fighting ICE, pretending that you love the illegal alien and more you love the American citizen, whatever you're doing, you can podcast anywhere in the world. In the world, and listen on your phone by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go and buy me a coffee. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And we take all calls. But Mondays is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
All my life, I had to fight.
Why do people marry people?
Everybody gets a call!
Equal rights, equal lefts, baby.
Do I deserve That's more right. or less?
Are you a man or a woman?
I have nothing more to say on that.
Oh, girls, just wanna have fun. A spiritual
What a mess!
What a mess! And it is a spiritual battle. Happy White History Month. Why do you love your feelings so much? You love your feelings, and you call feelings life. Oh, I am somebody. I feel like going on. I feel I am somebody. I feel angry. And you love the feelings of anger. Why? You love the feelings of fear. Oh, I feel afraid. Good, I am somebody. I'm alive. You call feelings life. Think about that. You call feelings life. And you think because you feel something that you are alive. You are somebody. I want you to know, feelings, first of all, they're illusions because they come from the imagination. And you can't even have the feelings unless you have the thoughts first. Try to have a feeling without a thought and see what happens. I think I hate you. Now you feel hate. I think I'm not worthy, and now you feel unworthy. I think I'm not better, I'm less than everyone else. Now you feel less than. I think I'm going to go out and make myself as equal or better as anyone else. Now you're trying to make yourself better, and none of those things work. You're never going to be better than anyone or less than anyone. It's just a feeling, a false sense of life. It's an illusion. Why do you love your feelings? And you hold on to those feelings too. I've told people over and suggested over and over and over and over and over again for that 36 years now or more, give or take. Stop being angry. I'm only telling you what Christ said. Stop being angry. Love and don't hate. And love is not a feeling. But you're afraid not to have a feeling. You're afraid to live a life without feeling because you think that you're going to lose your identity. Who will I be if I don't feel this or feel that? I'm going to be a robot, you say, if I don't feel something. Life is not a feeling. What you don't know, because you're so addicted to feelings, that there's a real life. There's true life. And if you were to give up feelings by overcoming thoughts, the feeling of anger, resentment, depression, the lack of love, worry, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, doubt, false faith, all that would disappear. And you would truly have life, everlasting life, every moment of your life. You will have life, and it would be without feelings, and it would be amazing. It would be the real deal. But you won't let the feelings go. People are so crazy, they say, well, anger is my defense. How would I defend myself if I don't have anger, if I don't argue with someone, if I don't have feeling, if I don't have fear? Then someone can hurt me, you think. It's because of feeling you're being hurt. I feel hurt. I feel good. I feel better. I feel this and I feel that. What's wrong with you? I suggest to people that, hey, lay your weapon down. Become a doormat. Don't protect the ego life, the ego feelings at all. And you see that they were never real. But you won't even give it a chance. They are hurting my feelings. They are disrespecting me, you say. And who are you talking about? Are you talking about your name? Your job? Your children? Who are you talking about? It's been said, if you really, really, think about this, and then I'll get you some calls. It's been said that if you really, 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 in order to have a life, you got to lay down a life. You got to lay down this false life of thoughts and feelings. You got to give it up. You got to let it go. And then all illusion will fade away. But you got to be willing to let the light come and take it away from you. Shaking in your boots. You got to shake. You got to sit on that rock in the midst of the fog thoughts and let the light come through and wipe away the fog thoughts and feelings, and you shall be free. Not that you might be free, you will be free. But as long as you're into those emotions, which are not your own, by the way, you're going to think that there's someone there to defend, someone there to protect. What a sad way to live, huh? There's a real life out there, folks. It's inside of you, though. A real life. And it comes from above, not from below. This ego life comes from below. Your anger, your resentment, your judgment, your revenge, your gossiping, your loneliness, your stress. That's from below. When you believe in that, you and the devil are one. You are the devil. Have you noticed that human beings are the devil? Look how they treat each other. Look how they treat themselves. All for the thrill of it. And they call it life. Oh, good. I feel like life. I'm gossiping about someone. I feel good. They got a thrill. And they call it life. Salvation, freedom, whatever you want to call it, is of the heart. In the beginning, there was the law, and the law was God, and the law was of God. In the beginning, then the law was made flesh. God is the law, and his laws been put into your heart. Keep my commandment, Christ said. Christ, 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 what can I do to enter into the kingdom? He didn't say confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, believe he died and rose again, and blah, 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 and I'll be saved. Jesus didn't say that. He said, pick up your cross and follow me. Forgive. Love God first. And only with no one else or anything else, and then love your enemy. And you shall enter into the kingdom of the heart. He said it, but you won't do that simple thing. You rather believe a lie that there's some other stuff you have to do, and you never find it. He said the kingdom is at hand. And he said, when they tell you to look over there for the kingdom, look over yonder, look to the left, look to the right, don't do it. But look within. And you look everywhere but within. What the? Because some stupid physical teacher tell you, It's this way, it's that way, it's over there. Read this book, read that book. And the author of the books were right. The author of the book is just an author of a book. And you believe it. And you stay miserable. And you stay emotional. And then you make up excuses. All you gotta do is love. And you don't love because you can't love. We are not capable of loving ourselves. The love comes from above. And it makes a home in the heart. And it renews our minds. And gives us a clear mind. A heart filled with love. Because now you have understanding. But do what you want. But those men and women who are truly working on themselves around the world, you stay with it. Just stay with it. Sit there on that rock until the fog clear up and you will see the right way to go. And don't be mad at other people. Don't try to convince anyone. Don't try to save anyone. You can't save yourself, so you definitely can't save anyone else. You can't save yourself. Give up. Literally nothing you can do. Let go and let the light come in. That's what the silent prayer is about, letting go. Become the observer. Sit at the gate and wait for the truth to come in. Wait for Christ to come through the gate. Really, you can read all the books you want, quote all the scriptures you want, and shout and hoop and holler and carry it on. You can even go to Africa and feed the hunger. You can lay hands on the sick. You do all that. You can call yourself a prophet, a prophetess, whatever the female call themselves. And Christ going to say, get away from me. I never knew you. You didn't love God. You didn't love your enemy. You didn't love your brother, your sister. But Christ, I prophesied. Christ, I went out in the world and told everybody about you. I healed the sick. I went down to the downtown and I fed the hunger. Christ gonna say, get away from me. I never knew you. But I confess you as my Lord and Savior. I worship Mother Mary. I prayed to Mary to pray for the saint. Get away from me. I never knew you. Because you didn't love God. And you didn't love your neighbor. What a sad way to live. JD, it's White History Month. Apparently, JD made a baby that came during White History Month, helping to make babies. I wonder, did J.D. Vance hear that we need white babies? So since J.D. is white and his wife is colored, is this going to be a white baby or colored white baby or white colored baby? I'm confused. AP News, Vice President J.D. and his wife on Sunday announced the birth of their fourth child, the firstborn to a sitting vice president in more than 150 years. Watch this.
J.D. Vance stated, "We are excited to announce that our baby boy, Alec Neil Vance, was born this morning. Usha and the baby are happy and healthy, and our kids are overjoyed to meet their little brother. The incredible military doctors and staff members of Walter Reed Medical Center and the White House Medical Unit have been a blessing. We are deeply thankful for all they have done for our family." And it looks like a J.D. Vance signature thing. Vice President of the United States.
That's from X. So is J.D. white?
J.D. is white.
He looked like he mixed with something.
I know.
But he's not, right?
He has a birth defect where he has like double eyelashes. So that's why people think that he wears eyeliner, but he has literally double eyelashes.
Oh, okay.
Twice as many as the rest of us.
But he is white.
He is white. And there's a picture of his beautiful white baby boy
and
with his mixed older siblings.
Is his first child boy or girl?
Boy.
A boy, his first child?
Yep.
Right on, JD.
Hey.
Not only are you making white babies in July, you alpha male as far as babies.
And half or more of his four children are given white Christian names, I will add.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right on. And President Trump.
And they're being raised Christian, by the way.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
That gal, is she becoming a Christian, his wife?
I think she's just going to stay Hindu. So what happened was they were both college people who weren't really religious. And then they became religious afterwards, I guess. So he became more serious to how he was raised, and she to how she was raised.
So now that she's got another baby, she's still going to be traveling around with JD in the cold snow with the children on the hip.
Probably. She's a lawyer, you know, I think, or something.
President Trump shared a photo of two of JD's children and the new baby from CBS.
Oh, yeah. There's a nice picture. Congratulations.
Oh, that's it right there?
Yep.
That's from the Trump.
Trump posted it with and it says, congratulations, a perfect baby boy for the wonderful Vance family.
Oh, I saw this picture right now, but I didn't realize that's what that was.
He posted it on Truth Social.
That's the new baby, huh?
Yeah, and so you see the little baby on his brother's, looks like a mixed kid's lap, and then the big sister, and then I guess the oldest boy is not in the picture.
How old is the oldest one?
Well, he's age 9. Ewan Blaine, born in 2017, age 9.
Oh, that's him right there.
No, I think that's Vivek. Vivek.
Oh, that's Vivek. I'm
assuming that's Vivek, who is age 6.
That's Vivek that's running for mayor of Ohio?
Not to be confused with Vivek Ramaswamy.
Oh. Amazing.
I can see a resemblance.
I recommend y'all contact True Social and tell the Great White Hope to declare July White History Month. If you send enough things to him, he might do it.
Yep.
The
girl is Mirabelle Rose, age 4.
Oh.
I know you were asking.
What'd I ask?
I'm just kidding.
Some S users claim a June 26th clip from J.D. Vance touching his wife on the knee. And according to the report, they said it looked like she didn't like it, according to her facial expression. This is from X.
That's right. Today's special reader is my husband, Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance. Thanks for joining us today, honey.
Of course. Good to see you.
Thanks for joining us today, honey.
Of course. Good to see you. Of course. Good to see you.
Oh, gosh. Stop it.
Look at that fake grin on her face. That grin is definitely fake. That was not a real grin. When did it become popular for men, whether they're preacher men or whatever, they carry their wives around them with them everywhere? It used to not be that way. In the good old days, men left their wives at home with the children.
Yeah. You hardly knew they even had a wife.
Right.
Or kids.
Right. And now they haul them all around. That lady sent up the fattest opinion because she looked like she's pregnant. And she has, does she have a TV show or something?
I thought she was lean for a pregnant gal. No, but you could tell she was pregnant, that's for sure.
She looked like she has no business sitting up holding somebody, welcome to the show. Or
yeah. Yeah, she has a podcast.
See there?
For helping kids to read, and it's like educational podcast for the kids.
What a mess.
She thinks she's Nancy Reagan.
She gotta be seen. I told you, educated women do not make for good wives and mothers. They do not.
I think it's because to appeal to the female voters, because female voters get their hearts melt when they see a man with his wife and kids.
Oh, Lord. Feelings. What do you think about feelings?
I feel like I like feelings, kind of. I'm shaking my head.
Why do you like feelings? They're not real. Does it make you feel like you have a, feel like life, like, yeah, I am somebody that feels good?
I suppose so.
Why do you like feelings?
Because, I just call me Kamala Harris. It just feels good.
Do you know that that's not life?
I feel like I sort of catch your drift.
What do you mean?
In that it's chasing them is kind of counterproductive to life. Chasing feelings.
Yeah.
Is counterproductive to
it
life.
It is. What's your impression of life? You like feeling, Nick, ain't come here. You like feelings?
When they feel good. No, it's they're lies.
But you like them? You like the feelings?
I said no, they're lies.
All the, both good and bad?
Yeah.
So why don't you let them go?
I do when I remember.
Well, hate not going to let his go. He like them. Do you think life, I mean, feelings is life?
A little bit, yeah.
And why do you think that?
It's so lifelike feeling.
I want to show you what feelings can do for you.
Okay.
From the New York Post. This Hall of Famer receiver, a guy by the name of Jerry Rice, attempted to chase down a heckler who yelled, "Foe!" after he swung during the American Century Championship.
Four.
This is from X.
Hey!
Go get him, Jerry.
Which one?
Is it him?
Go ahead, Jerry.
Tell him, Jerry.
Love you.
See how feelings applaud and feelings, and that guy's so out of wrong for going up there and being all upset and going yelling at what looked like some kid. I don't know if that was him or not, but see what feelings can do for you? This guy's 63 years old. A guy by the name of Jerry Rice.
I remember that name.
You still like feelings?
No, not to where it makes you go out, deviate from your path.
All feelings does that, will do that. Feelings are not life. Back in a moment.
Said flowing, knowing she's still there. I can't see where she's going.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. So Jerry Rice is black? I didn't realize there was a black guy.
What? Yeah, he's black.
I kind of looked like he was black, but I couldn't see it really clear.
Football player from back in the day.
Amazing. I do personal shout-outs for you folks. And starting today until Friday, there's a summer sale on shout-outs. On personal shout-outs, birthday shout-outs, wedding, encouragement, congratulations, whatever the shout-out is, there's a summer sale on them for this week, starting today, Monday, until Friday. Go to Cameo, Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, or shout-out. .fans/Jesse Lee Peterson, but I believe the sale is on Cameo only right now. I believe it's on Cameo.com, and we have the best counseling service on the planet by phone, Skype, or in-house, anywhere around the world. I literally counsel with men and women around the world. Individual and family counseling. Go to JesseLeePeterson.com. JesseLeePeterson.com or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. All right? Amazing. Don't forget to like these videos. Hit the like button. Subscribe. Ring the bell. And do all those amazing things. I want to go to Mike out of Texas. Mike, you are on the air.
Hello, how's it going?
All is well, Mike. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. I wanted to tie the White History Month and women together today.
You want to do what now?
I want to tie those two together.
Okay.
I want to represent, again, you remember me, I'm from Dayton, Ohio originally, and my White History is going to be the Wright brothers again.
Okay.
And the important part about them, one of the important parts about them is their mother was very well educated, Susan Catherine. She was involved in mechanics and all of that good stuff. But she married and her husband was a deacon or something, and she traveled all with him. So all of that education, she gave it up. And did what he wanted her to do. She encouraged her kids because she built toys for them. And that's how the Wright brothers came about and, you know, did their thing with the airplane. So she was a white, educated white woman who knew her role, which was to father her husband and to build her children.
Amazing.
And she never took credit for any of it. You don't even know about her in history.
Sure, no, I didn't even know the Wright brother had a mama.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a good thing you didn't know because she never tried to. There was nobody in history trying to give her credit because she never tried to take any.
Grandpa tell me about the good old days. That's amazing, Mike.
Yeah. Well, I'd just like to Thank throw that you. Out there for White History Month.
And tell the folks, the young people might not know who were the Wright brothers were. Tell them.
The Wright brothers were the inventors of the airplane. They were from Dayton, Ohio. They were two highly Christian brothers. They actually never married or had any children, but that's why they could concentrate on what they were doing. And, I mean, one of the greatest inventions of mankind, you know.
Amazing, yes.
Ever people. And so, you know, changed the world totally.
It sure did. Mike, thank you, man. An amazing White History Month. I appreciate that.
All right. You take care.
I like the way you put the mother in tune, because it definitely shows how the mothers were back in the good old days.
And the way they should be now, you know.
But, yeah.
Of course, even these concerns. Oh, and can I just say one quick thing?
Okay.
I just put this in perspective. We always talk about women and men and women and all this good stuff, but women had the most essential vote ever in the history of the world, and they blew it. So they should never be allowed to vote. And that's why God gave them to the man, for him to lead them the right way.
Yeah.
They voted for the know the difference between good and evil, manipulated by a liberal Satan. liberal man. Still being doing today. So they should never have the vote. They had their chance. And they blew it.
And now they're voting in communists, people who hate America from foreign countries. That's mind-blowing to me.
Of course, they're going to do that. I mean, the first vote was the ultimate vote. They voted in to be like that.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right. You take care.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Let me go to Andrew out of Los Angeles. Louisiana. Andrew, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well. Happy White History Month.
Good. I also live in Alabama, so.
Sweet home, Alabama.
You know it, brother. So, I have a question. Well, now that I've been listening to you this morning, I might have a couple questions, but I'm not going to keep you on the line too long. But I called them once before, okay? And you asked me a question. You said, do you have a life? And I wasn't sure context of what you were asking me. So I said, yeah, I have a life. And we went back and forth a little bit. And then you asked me, did you hear the beginning of the show? And I said, no, I did not. And now when you do you talked about Sunny Hostin with her nonsense, you said, take your life back. And so I'm still trying to get to the context of what you mean when you talk about that, because take your life back seems to be like a different proposal than you and I couldn't find context before, because I didn't hear what you were talking about before in the last call on the call I called in earlier. But just looking for a little expansion on that, where do you draw these lines?
So you want to know what I mean by take your life back?
Yeah. And I also want to know what you mean when you ask me if I have a life before, because we never got too far.
Okay.
It was actually really funny because, like, we kind of, like, didn't get too far. And I asked you, you want the nuts and bolts of my life? And you thought I said nuts and balls. And I think Hake corrected you after that. And he said he didn't say nuts and balls. He said nuts and bolts. Which I loved, because I was still watching the show. And I was like, that's so funny.
What a mess.
No, it was great. I mean, I laughed. I thought it was a beautiful moment.
You know? When I say take your life back as an adult, man or woman, you are responsible for your spiritual life, and 99% of so-called out a teacher of truth and of the religion, apology, whatever, they never going to tell you the truth about your real life, and because they want to control you. But if you take your own life back and start working on yourself, wanting to know what's right, you will come to know for yourself, and then you can't be deceived by so-called spiritual, religious teachers, or the government teachers, or the school teachers, or whatever, because we all have a teacher within us, and he will remind us of what we forgot. He will remind us of the truth. But when you rely on the outer source, because most outer source teachers are not going to point you back to the teacher within. They want to teach you, so you think that they're important and you have to keep coming to them. But when I say take your life back, I'm encouraging people or trying to look within, to live from within, and let the truth teach you and no one else.
So it's actually totally crazy that was your response, because while I was watching the show, it's totally crazy that that's your response, because, which is a beautiful response, but I was going to ask you if you think it's possible. I'm not asking for a yes or no. But I was going to ask you think it's possible that Bob Marley was a prophet, because in his lyrics of Get Up Stand Up, he said, "Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is on the earth."
I don't know. You know. I know Bob Marley was a singer, but I don't know anything about his life, so I don't know.
Yeah. He also said in the same verses, if you know what life is worth, you'll look for yours on earth. He also said, we know what we understand. Almighty God is a living man. And I grew up on that stuff. And I'm 52 years old. But since I was born again, I went back to look at his lyrics. And I named my dog. My dog's name is Nesta. That's his middle name. And she's my...
Why you call him Nasty?
No, Nesta. That was Bob Marley's middle name.
Oh, are you black?
And that's what I named her. My dog is a female. And even though
he's
a male, I am not black. I'm celebrating White History Month for the first time.
But I don't know. I know who Bob Marley was. And I used to like some of his singing too. But as for his life, I didn't know any of his teaching or anything, so I really can't comment because I didn't pay that much attention to him.
And that's why I did not ask you for a yes or no. I just asked you if it's possible because of, you know, what he did over the world, over the earth, like promoting peace and consciousness of God. And he's one of the most powerful people I've ever heard from in my life. When I really went back and looked at it after I stepped into the light, and I said, holy goodness.
How did that help you?
Well, we grew up on Bob Marley. We were smoking weed, listening to Bob Marley when we were kids, loving the music.
I know, but how did that help your relationship with God?
It's just like discovery, really. I went back and came across it, and I started really looking at what he was saying, and I said, well, this didn't ring true then like it does now after I step into the light and after I am aware that, you know, that in him was life, the light of all mankind. You know, and I started looking at his lyrics.
And who?
Well, Jesus. In Gospel of John, you know. All things were created through him. But, when I went back and looked at it, I said, well, this is crazy stuff, because what he's actually saying and singing and pushed back against, he may maybe could have been a prophet. I mean, I don't know. I was just asking you if it's possible. That's all.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. So I couldn't make that comment because I don't know enough about him. James is telling me that. What do you tell me, James, in all this writing?
He was born in 1945, died in 1981, was a reggae singer and Rastafarian Jamaican, and he became an Ethiopian Orthodox Christian in 1980, not long before he died.
May his soul rest in peace.
I think he died from...
Yeah, and that's a truncated version of what the impact he really had on the world, you know, yeah. But, you know... that's just Wikipedia stuff.
What were your other question for me? Because of time.
All right, last one. We talk about feelings, right? Yeah. Feelings coming from thoughts are bad. Because I agree with that 100%. 100%. I agree with you that feelings are they come from thoughts and they mislead us. However, there are times when I'm overwhelmed with spirit for no reason and it doesn't come from a thought. And I'm asking you if there's a differentiation you would make between spirit and feelings.
What do you mean by you were overwhelmed with spirit?
I mean, if there's something that's tremendously beautiful, if there's something I know is right, even if it's in a moment of, you know, conflict or whatever it is. I'm not talking about thought provoked feelings. I'm talking about spirit, coming from nowhere that I created.
That you created?
No, that I did not create. The kind of spirit that
describe an overwhelming feeling of spirit. I don't know what that is. Describe the feeling.
The feeling can manifest physically. It's an overwhelming sense of grounding in truth that cannot be denied. It can create an emotional response, but it doesn't come from thought.
And
I think that's just biological. I think, you know, that's just biological where spirit can activate the cells in our body, kind of thing.
But what is the overwhelming feeling of spirit? I mean, tell me what it feels like and what is it? And where is it when it happens to you?
I would say it's in my heart.
And it feels like what? Because I'm not doubting. I just want a better understanding of what you mean. It feels like what?
So, the silent prayer that you talk about, I've done that prior to even knowing your name, okay? I'll just give you one example. I was doing a meditation on my front porch many years ago at 5 o'clock in the morning, just sitting there actually doing what the silent prayer is. And I was just overcome and it was joy. Tears came to my eyes. It had to do with the elements. It was joyful and it was 5 o'clock in the morning. I had nothing. I didn't have anything to do. It was still dark out. And I used to sit on my front porch and drink a little coffee and close my eyes and just sit there and just let things happen. That was one experience. Other experiences I've had to do with witnessing something that I felt was just truthful. So it's always joy and truth. There's never fear. There's never, I mean, it's a spiritual battle. I don't know what to tell you, brother.
Okay. Let me ask, do you have a life?
Well, that's what you asked me last time. What do you mean by that? We're back to square one.
Do you have a life?
I do.
And what is your life?
I had a really hard time answering this last time, Jesse. I'm not sure what you're asking. My life is a gift that I did not ask for or create or anything like that.
What do you mean by a gift I didn't ask for?
It had to come from somewhere. It didn't come from me.
So you have a life that you did not ask for.
Not in a bad way. I'm not saying I don't want it. I'm just saying, like, I do have a life, and I think it's...
But what is your life?
You know. I guess it's just a discovery process, Jesse.
Meaning what?
Always trying to get closer to understanding.
By doing what? If there's a cure for this, I don't want it. I don't want it. If that's a reminisce, I run from it. Awaiting.
I guess my life is just
trying to know
and understand and be true to who and what I really am. That's it. I mean, I try to bring that into the decisions I make. When I was younger, I let other things. I mean, like I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
I was told things, you know, this and that. And over the years, I've come to learn more about who I am. And I always...
And who are you?
I'm a child of my creator is what I believe today.
And a child in your creator. What do you mean by that?
I came from somewhere, and I know he loves me.
You came from Alabama, man.
No, I did not come from anywhere like that.
Louisiana. When you say you're trying to know yourself, right? You said something like that, right?
I mean, I think I do know myself to a certain degree, but it's a rabbit hole. It always goes deeper and always just leads to the acknowledgement on my part.
Can you hold for a minute?
Sure.
Hold on, buddy. I got to take a quick break. Man, it's time to go back. We're going to move a little faster when I come back. The hate news is coming. Not the fake news, but the hate news. I'll be back in a moment.
I wish I had found you earlier on in my life. Your recommendation to go and forgive your mother for resenting her, it's the hardest thing that I've ever done, but it was the easiest thing to help me overcome where I've been. My clarity changed overnight. Like, I began to see things different. Sure, you saved my spiritual life because now I do have a peace. And it's a really weird feeling because there is no feeling.
Right.
But that's
amazing.
How you gotta know that you're in the right place. Like you said, she couldn't help it. And when you start to look at her mom, or you look at her dad, or you look at that situation, you can see that life just being repeated inside of you.
Yeah.
And when you decide you want to be the person to step up and make a stand against it, it is going to feel weird because it goes against what you're used to. But as soon as you do it, you look back and wish you did it sooner.
There are men and women waking up, I'm telling you, they want to wake up. If you want to come out of your sleep, you can. But if you don't want it, the spirit of truth will just leave you there. It's up to you.
So that outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in New York City has resulted in 3 deaths and dozens of cases. Like I said, 74, at least as of the time that I was looking it up on the AI and according to Commie Nonsense Network. And it may have originated from bacteria in building cooling towers, according to Commie Nonsense Network. And the term Legionnaires' disease, like pneumonia times 10, messes almost everybody up. Well, half or three quarters or more, messes them up for a long time, maybe permanently. It came from the historic and tragic 50 years ago medical mystery that happened in 1976. You know, we're at USA 250. Well, this was USA 200, the bicentennial, at an American Legion convention in Philadelphia. In July 1976, more than 2,000 military veterans gathered at the Bellevue Stratford Hotel in Philly, the city of brotherly love, to celebrate the U.S. bicentennial. Within days of returning home, hundreds of these veterans, the Legionnaires, American Legion, suddenly fell violently ill with a mysterious severe form of pneumonia. The outbreak caused mass panic. People were dying. Doctors, no idea what caused it. They initially worried it was a biological weapon. Some people think it was, to this day, a new deadly strain of the flu. 221 people got sick. 34 died. And probably 221 out of those 221, a lot of people were permanently messed up the rest of their lives. Who knows? But it was called the Legionnaires' disease. And the Centers for Disease Control discovered the culprit, an unknown bacterium that they labeled Legionella pneumophila, to honor the veterans who died. And it had been in the hotel's massive rooftop air conditioning cooling tower, just like maybe what happened with the New York City thing recently, with a few people already gone and close to 100 or approaching 100 sick. Watch out for those water droplets or mist. Whew. Anyway, this is the end of hour 2 already of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, July 20th, 2026 AD. Hang on, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls in this third and final hour of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show today. All right? And we'll get to more of your super chats as well. We do see them on Cash App, Bond JLP on Cash App, buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. And elsewhere, J.D. Vance had his 4th kid. They're being raised Christian. Ewan Blaine, age 9. Vivek, which is Sanskrit for wisdom or discernment, born in 2020, age 6. Mirabelle Rose, born in 2021, age 4. And now Alec Neal, N-E-E-L. Okay, Neal, not a Christian name. It is Sanskrit for blue or sapphire. Okay, so another nod to that wife of his, Usha. Anyway, Trump is celebrating the World Cup as a U.S. victory as he presented the trophy to the winner, Spain, or presents or whatever to Spain. They won. Congratulations, Spain. And Troy Jackson is gaining momentum as the replacement for Graham Plattner as the Democrat Senate candidate in Maine. Whoever Troy Jackson is, not sure. And the U.S. bombing of Iran expands as Tehran retaliates, according to AP. And there was a record-breaking weekend for women at a Wisconsin Lumberjack World Championships that I'm not sure I want to know about. Okay? But speaking of the Iran attacks, President Trump said Iran was, quote, hit very hard, unquote, after the U.S. completed its 9th straight night of strikes. The U.S. also reported the death of a 3rd U.S. service member. It was 2 service members killed, 1 missing for a while. Well, that missing one, I guess, is the one who had died, perhaps. bringing the number of troop fatalities to 17, according to CNN, or 19 if you're reading Wikipedia. And oil prices rose. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and happy White History Month. July just feels white. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, I don't have one. What the? Hopefully tomorrow, we'll see. But we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about running around doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show and still listen on your phone anywhere in the world by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buymeacoffee.com. We're going to get to your super chats as well. Go buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Monday. And rainy days and Mondays always build me up. And it is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight my daddy, my brothers, my uncles.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome. Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
It's a spiritual battle. I want to go back to Andrew out of Louisiana. Andrew.
Jesse.
So let me just start over because of time. Do you have a life?
All right. Just so I can get a better idea of what you're asking, let me ask you, do you have a life?
That's not the way it goes, buddy.
Well, I'm just asking, like, trying to figure out what you're looking for here. Like,
I'm not looking for anything. I'm just asking, do you have a life?
I do have a life, yeah.
And what is your life?
Like I told you before, it's a discovery process, and it goes deep. It goes deeper all the time. The thing I come up with most often is I'm always trying to get better with discipline, obedience, and self-control.
Amazing. And when you say you're always trying to get better, who are you referring to when you say you are trying to get better? Who is trying to get better?
Well, maybe the better I get, the better you get, Jesse.
And who is trying to get better? Who are you referring to?
Spirit, my friend. It always comes back to spirit, the essence of who I really am.
Spirit is trying to get better?
Trying, yeah, looking to be more in line with the spirit that really truly is me.
What type of spirit has a problem?
Well, I think part of life as a human being is rediscovering who we really are and where we came from.
And who I really are.
I told you before, I believe I'm a child of my creator.
I believe I'm a child of my creator, you say?
I think so, yes.
What does that mean?
I believe. I came from somewhere.
Amazing. I wanted to encourage you to really, really, really pay attention to who you're not. And who you're not will disappear, and you'll remember who you really are.
Fair enough.
Amazing, huh?
I'm about 90% there, I think, Jesse.
I'm sorry?
I think I'm about 90% there. We got 10%. We got to whittle off the stick.
99 and a half won't do. You got to do 100.
Fair enough.
Thank you, Andrew. Call me again, man. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate you.
All right, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Lee out of New Jersey. Lee, happy White History Month.
Hey, happy White History Month to you.
Thank you, Lee. Amazing.
The reason why I was calling, I heard earlier when you were talking about Sonny Huston, how he called his mother, but she's a legal expert. If you had a legal expert in your family and you thought you might be in trouble with the law, wouldn't you call the legal expert, whether it was your mom, your uncle, your aunt, or whatever?
Good question, Lee. I don't know. I would have to be in that situation.
So have you ever called on your family for advice in any way, shape, or form?
No.
Never.
Never.
Not throughout your life.
No. Have you?
I have, yes.
Amazing. And so you are you saying that this boy should have called him mama?
I'm just saying that if I had a legal expert and I might be in trouble with the law, I would call that legal expert no matter who it was.
But she was up there, according to the report, bragging about who she was and who he was.
That's what people do when they have a team. All people do.
He's a Harvard teacher. I'm a former lawyer. How is that going to get you out of...
That's what people do when they have achieved, all people. Most people, I
But why
say.
Do people brag like that?
Because they think it's going to get them out of a ticket.
But why do people brag? It's not going to get them out of a ticket. It shouldn't.
Well, it probably would.
Why you say that?
Because I'll go to... His name is Stevenson. He's out of the Equal Justice in Alabama. He says...
There's no such thing as equal justice. That's a dummy.
Well, that's the name of his organization. I'm not saying whether it is or isn't. That's the name of his organization.
Oh, that's not a good name.
Well, that's the name they gave it. But anyway, he says it's easier to be convicted if you're poor and innocent than if you're rich and guilty.
And did you believe that?
I believe there's been some evidence of that, yes.
So you believe it?
I believe that there has been some evidence of people who were guilty and who happened to be rich that were able to pay for a pardon from our president. All of them, not just one.
Did you believe that gal Sonny, when she said that no one is above the law, according to this report? In another previous episode, she rallied against whites, pretty and tall. And tall
what
as,
he said there is tall, a pretty privilege.
And tall as privilege.
Yeah, she said there is a privilege.
Is there a privilege to being white?
There might be, yes.
Is there?
I believe that in some cases, yes, there could be.
Is there?
Yes. I said in some cases, yes.
Give me proof that it's a privilege to be white.
I'm saying some people might get out of things if they're white, or might be treated differently if they're the same race as the person that is either hiring. Let's give that an example.
Give me a proof to being white is a privilege.
Okay. I'm not... Okay. Let's say this. They did a study a few years back, and they said they would present a resume with a white name, and they would present a resume with a black name. And how often the black name was rejected and the white name was accepted, even with the same credentials. So that might be an example of white privilege.
That's not an example at all.
Why isn't it? If everything's the same, why would they...
I wouldn't hire a black person with a black name. That means because that means that that black person already hate white people, and if I have white employees, that black name person is telling me in advance that they're going to be trouble in my company, and so I wouldn't hire a black name person because they're trying to they're just like for white people trying to separate them with the name thing.
Put it this way,
would you hire a black name person?
I would hire a qualified person, no matter what their name is. And I have.
How about a black
name person? I would, if they're qualified.
I would not hire a black name person.
Well, then that's you.
Because that person said, I'm trouble for your company. I got a black
name. No, that's a lie. That's a lie.
I'm trying to get away from why they have a black name there in America.
They didn't choose that name.
That don't
matter.
Their
parents chose it for them.
That means
their parents chose it for them.
That means they have crazy parents. So the parents are crazy, the children are going to be crazy.
That's not necessarily true.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
Where's your evidence?
Good parents cannot raise bad children. And a good parent...
Good parents cannot raise bad children.
Good parents would not have a black name if they're born and raised in America.
The child can choose a different path than their parents. So
what do you mean by that?
I mean that a child, no matter what their name is, can choose a different path than their parents.
What do you mean by that?
I'm saying that if their parents are bad, they don't have to be bad.
But they are.
Where's your evidence of that?
Show me a good bad parent and now the children are good.
I don't know. I don't know a good parent.
I rest my case.
No, but what I'm saying is that I don't know. I think J.D. Vance says he was raised by his grandparents. His parents weren't the best.
And you think J.D.
He turned out okay.
You think J.D. is a good guy?
I think he turned out to be his vice president.
Is he a good guy?
Trump likes him. He seems good to me.
And what's good about him?
He made it to be vice president. He went to some good
schools. So becoming a vice president.
And he accomplished something.
Being a vice president made you good?
I actually think... No. I actually think the last vice president was better than him.
What's good about J.D. Vance?
Is that he achieved some things in life in spite of his upbringing and his parents.
So you think achieving things makes you good in spite of your upbringing?
No, I think he's done some good things. He's done some good things for the country.
What is good about J.D. Vance, Lee?
Well, I said what I thought was good. What do you think is bad about him?
Lee, what's good about J.D. Vance?
I told you what I thought was good.
How is that good?
Because he's living his life. He's caring for his family. And he's serving the country.
That's just a job, though. How did that make him good?
Serving the country. He didn't have to choose that. He was a rich man.
How does that make him good?
Because he stepped down from a very lucrative career to take one.
That's not
where
good,
he can
Lee.
Serve the, it is.
Your job doesn't make you a good person at all.
Well, I'm saying that I believe he's done some good things, and you have to tell me what you think is bad.
What's a good thing he's done?
I said what I said.
So are you saying that what he does is good or that he is good?
I'm saying that he's done some good things. I think he's a good person. I don't see anything he's done that's necessarily bad.
Are you saying that what he's done is good or he is good?
I think he seems like a good person. That's what I said.
And so you think he is good?
I said he seems like a good person.
And what's a
good
person?
Based on what I've seen.
What's a good person?
Based on what I've seen. They care for their fellow man, they care for themselves, and they care for their family.
So what is good? What's a good person?
I just said what I thought was a good person.
Amazing. Thank you, Lee. I appreciate it. 888-77, just because of time. Let me go to Carol out of New Jersey. Let's see here. Carol, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, and happy White History Month.
Oh, same to you.
Thank you.
I am calling because I want to make a comment about your church services yesterday.
Okay.
There was a woman in the audience, and she says that when she does the silent prayer that she shakes. And I just want to give a little insight on why she has that problem, because it used to happen to me. The powers that be inside of you, evil, doesn't like to be observed.
Yeah, that's what I told her yesterday, that the demons inside of her is shaking because of the light. And that's why I tell her to just relax. And whatever's happened, let it happen, because the demons don't want to leave, and so they're having a hissy fit. Oh, no, I don't want to go. What are you doing? This is too hard. This is not working. And so for her, just let it happen and do nothing about it. You're right about that.
Exactly. And that experience will pass in time.
Yes.
I did call you maybe about a week or two ago. I was having that serious health problem where I said that if it doesn't get any better, that there's a good possibility that I would die. And you told me to separate and to, just keep doing what I'm doing. And my situation with my health hasn't improved, but it hasn't gotten worse. But I feel 100% better, because I'm not worried about it no more.
Right,
I'm not thinking about it no more. I'm not saying, oh, I'm going to die. This is getting worse. What am I going to do? I don't even think about it at all. So I'm going to wait maybe a couple months or, the next time I see my doctor, because they're looking after this problem. And they don't even know, why I have it. And I'm going to call you back in the future to give you a health update.
That's amazing, Carol. I really, really, really wish you well with that. And I believe firmly and without a doubt that you ask God to let his will be done in heaven as it is in earth. I mean, on earth as it is in heaven. Because whatever you're dealing with, it's not happened to you. It's in the body, according to the report, but it's not in you. And and because there is no sickness or diseases or anything in God. And now that you're returned to the Father, anything is possible. So let's stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Thank you very much. I just want to say is that I'm white, and in July, I feel whiter.
July just feels white.
Okay, I'm going to let you go. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
I will. I will call you back with an update.
Amazing. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time caller, Michelle, out of Texas. Michelle, you are on the air.
Hi, good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Michelle. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to advise.
Come back to your, are you on a speaker or something?
Can you hear me?
Okay, stay close to your phone.
Okay. I wanted advice on my marriage.
Okay.
So I got married to someone who doesn't have legal status here in the U.S., thinking that once we're married, I'll be able to apply for him through me because I am a citizen. And so we got married, we went to the lawyer, but it's been a little bit complicated and they're not giving us answers. But what bothers me is that my husband is not taking initiative to want to look for more lawyers, look for different opinions. And so it's gotten to the point where I have to kind of like threaten him or say, like, if you don't do this, then he's not staying in my apartment because obviously the apartment is under my name.
Michelle.
Yes?
Are you on a Bluetooth or something?
No, but okay. I can try putting you on speaker.
No.
Maybe that'll be it.
Just stay close to your phone because you're not, it's not clear as what you're saying. It sounds a little muffled like.
Okay, I'm going to try to speak clear.
Okay, so you're married to an illegal. You married him to hope that he would get legal citizenship because you are legal.
Well, the reason I married him is because I just saw the opportunity to marry a good man. And then it just so happened that, oh, well, if I'm marrying him, I could also, he could fix his papers, and it was all just going to work out.
Okay.
So we got married, but then when we went to the lawyer, they haven't really given us an answer, and we're struggling to find the yes to get his status. But what bothers me is that my husband is being weak and not really taking initiative to look for more lawyers or to speed up the process. If he doesn't get an answer, he'll just wait and doesn't do anything about it. And so after a while, that frustrated me because I don't like being with someone who's not legal and he's not taking initiative. So I got to the point where I have to kind of threaten him, like, hey, if you don't go out today and look for another lawyer, you cannot come back to my apartment because it's under my name. And I don't want him to sleep here. I don't want him to use my cars. And it's caused a lot of tension in our marriage. And so my question is, do I stay with this weak husband? Or do I stop threatening him? Or what do I do? Because I don't like being married to someone who's not legal. It doesn't feel good, and I don't feel safe. But he's not taking initiative.
Why did you marry an illegal?
I didn't think too much. I just thought, well, if we get married, I'll be able to fix him. And he was a good man, so I thought, it'll just work out.
You still think he's a good man?
No, because he's being weak. He's just at home on his phone, where if I were him, I would have been looking for more lawyers, doing more things, trying to fix my status to become a lawful citizen.
And so, how old are you?
I'm 30.
And how old is he?
He's 31, and I'm expecting a baby girl in December.
Really? So you're pregnant by him?
Yep.
Amazing. Well, do you understand now that Satan caused you to make the wrong decision by marrying an illegal alien, and so you brought all this trouble upon yourself?
Yes. I didn't think too much that it was a bad idea to marry an illegal because because since I'm a citizen, I thought as soon as we're married, I can fix him through me.
And women think they can fix men. You can't even fix yourself. How can you fix someone else?
I guess because I thought this was more like practical stuff rather than spiritual.
And where did you get those thoughts from that you should marry an illegal alien and you got to fix him? Where did you get that from?
I guess now it was the devil. It really felt like 100%. It was a logical thing. Yeah, it felt logical at the time.
But God would never tell you to marry an illegal alien and bring all these problems on yourself.
Yeah, that's so true.
And so here's what I recommend. Now that you're in this situation, you need to see your way out of it. Stay away from anger. Don't resent yourself and don't resent him.
Okay.
And then if you see clearly what to do, then do that. If he's not making any effort to become legal and he's not doing anything, I don't know why you want to stay with someone like that and keep and create all these problems for yourself, because the situation will get worse and not better. It's not even from God anyway.
I have a question. He's making some effort, but not as fast as I would like it. Do I keep on pushing him to do it, or do I just sit back and let him take very slow effort? And I just hold in that.
You definitely need to back off and let him handle it, because he might not want to handle it. He may not want to stay. He may not this or that. Is he working?
He's working. He receives cash, obviously. So he worked. We were living at my parents' for 6 months when we got married, and we recently, I told him I want my own roof, so he got an apartment, and he's paying for everything.
So you married an illegal alien, and you and your illegal alien stayed at your mama house?
Yes.
What a mess!
I know. I was like, it's fine until he gets us out of here. Like, he gets his legal status, because we didn't think it would take that long. We thought it would take a couple months, but that never happened. And eventually I got fed up being at my parents. I said, I want my own roof, cornbread and water, like you say. So... But I had to threaten him. I said, if you don't do that, I'm getting my own job and I'm leaving. And so I had to push him to, I had to say that for him to go out and get an apartment. And now I feel like the same thing. I have to threaten him that he cannot sleep in my apartment if he doesn't go out and look for some lawyers or do something, because it's been a month. He hadn't done it. He hadn't put any effort. He's just been waiting on one lawyer. That's what he's too late, but that's all. He didn't look for other opinions.
Will you be okay if he left, if you had to let him go?
I'll be okay. I'll get a job, and I'll live on my own and then find a daycare for when the baby's born.
Oh, okay. Is it true that if he enter illegally, he may have to leave the country for 3 to 10 years?
I'm fine with that.
Oh, okay.
That's another question. Like, if that like, if that has to happen, I'm fine with living. I'm even fine if he wants to self-deport himself right now and live in Mexico, if he doesn't want to. But I'm fine living wherever, because I don't, like,
is it possible
it's a spiritual world.
Is it possible he might want to go back home anyway? But he just can't tell you that?
He says he wants to stay here and fix his status.
Oh, okay. Well, you stay away from the anger so you can see your way out of the situation. Don't get angry. And you may have to put him out. You may have to do what you got to do. But don't judge him or yourself. And the light will show you how to deal with it. You will see your way out of the situation.
So is it okay if I tell him that if he's not putting effort, that he doesn't have to come back and sleep in my apartment under my name?
Absolutely.
But even though he's paying for it, should I get a job and start paying for it myself?
Well, if you can't, I don't know, because I don't know your financial situation or what. That's why I want you to stay calm, and so that the light will show you exactly how to do it. If you have to put him out, you would do it. If you have to get a job, it will all happen naturally, but you got to not be angry, emotional about it at all.
One other question. Is it okay to not want to cook for him or clean for him just because he's not putting an effort? So I say, well, you make your own food.
And so even though he's illegal, he's not moving fast enough for you, you're saying that he got you an apartment, right?
Yeah, it's under my name, but he's paying for it.
And he's paying the bills, am I right?
Right.
So he feeds you, he houses you, and all that, right?
Yes. I also use WIC, which is assistance from the government, to feed myself because I'm pregnant. But yes, he'll buy food if needed.
So you get government support as well?
For food.
It sounds like you need to calm down and not overreact to the situation, because you went from listening to the devil, you got in the situation, and now the devil's trying to tell you how to get out of the situation, which is only creating another problem for you.
Okay.
Michelle, hold on 1 minute, okay?
Okay.
All right. The dress it off on pills.net. I'll be right back. Mm-hmm. have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility, from rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of the hour. The Hake, HAKEReport.com. And then after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. The Hake Report is from 9 to 11. And then at 11, the American Anchor Baby from 11 a.m. Pacific time to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And check out Bill on Punchy TV. Amazing. Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. Punchy TV. And Bill does a brand new episode every Wednesday, live episode on Wednesday. But you can podcast right there on Punchy TV. And we do have, don't forget to like these videos. Hit like. I'm waiting. Hit like. I am still waiting. I keep waiting. Waiting for the world to change. I keep on waiting. I'm waiting. And don't forget, support us. Thank you all who already donated, helping us to help others. Go to jlptalk.com, jlptalk.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, or you can scan the QR code to support BOND, or you can go to jesseleepeterson.com/show. So, no excuses. Or you can mail it in, but you check a money order out to Bond. Send it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Amazing, huh? Let me go quickly back to Michelle. So, Michelle, out of Texas. Michelle?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So, I do recommend that you not make haste decisions. Don't make them listen to thoughts, all right? Because it's all like you want him to move a little faster and all that kind of stuff. And yes. In feeling that way, you may end up making another bad, you will end up making another wrong decision. I would just kind of let him know he needs to get his thing done and then just have a kind of a wait and see, especially if he paying the bills and he's taking care of you. Maybe he knows something about the situation that you don't know yet. The anchor baby was telling me that, tell her what you told me about the law.
Well, I don't know the details of your situation, but depending, and you don't have to say, but depending on how he came in, I know this from family, and I was actually looking up on USCIS. Depending on how he came in, if he came in illegally, he may have to, like, pay for that, either by a temporary ban, living outside of the country, and it could be years. I don't know if that's, you guys have talked to lawyers, and they maybe said that already, and he's dragging his feet because of that. Oh, I don't want to have to leave the country and basically prove to the U.S. that I'm sorry and then, you know, come in through the right way and all that. But that may be part of the reason why he's dragging his feet. I just don't know the details, but it seems like those are the options here. Like, he might have to leave and you either go with him or you stay or something.
But in the meantime, don't overreact so you can see exactly what to do. Have a way to see one day at a time and don't get mad at him. And don't you be angry at yourself, and it'll all turn out well for you if you stay calm.
Okay, I will go ahead and do that. I'm very much in my thoughts about trying to control the situation by threatening him and telling him to speed up, but I'll just back off and have a wait and see.
Absolutely. You see how those thoughts have already deceived you. They told you, oh, this is a good man. They told you, marry this good man. He's an illegal alien. And they told you to do that, and you see how that turned out. And now they're telling you to put pressure. Oh, then the thought told you, you can save him. You can fix him. And now they're telling you, oh, no, it didn't go that way. Put pressure on him to hurry up and do something. All kinds of stuff. You listen to the devil when you do those things. Have a wait and see now.
Okay. I'll have a wait and see. I'll probably be calling back later.
Okay. I wish you well. I wish you well with it, and but be careful and have a wait and see.
Okay. Will do. Thank you so much, and hope you guys have a nice day.
You too, Michelle. I wish you well.
Thank you.
All right. This family in Georgia, on my mind. According to CBS News, this family in Georgia are being forced to sell their homes or face government seizure to make way for an AI data center. This is amazing.
Welcome back. Some homeowners in Georgia are being given an ultimatum to sell their homes, or the state will, get this, take it to make way for AI data centers. CBS News correspondent Skylar Henry has more.
I'm a single mom. I worked hard for everything.
How do you put a price on a home you never intended to sell? One filled with more than two decades of memories.
I think I was 5 or 6 when this was built.
The yard where you buried your pets, the greenhouse that fed your family.
When you talk about what being on this property means to you,
yeah,
right? It's y'all's.
It's ours. It's our family. We belong here.
But Ansley Brown's childhood home likely won't be here much longer. That's because the state's largest utility, Georgia Power, says it needs the area to make way for a 35-mile-long transmission line.
Georgia Power has been here for as long as Ansley's mother has owned this property. It's just beyond the tree line. Now, with the expansion of this latest project, they're looking to take the 2.5 acres the house sits on.
Georgia Power says increasing demands has outpaced the capacity of its existing grid, and building a new transmission line requires acquiring more than 300 parcels of land, including residential properties.
What did your mom tell you she wanted for this property to be?
Generational wealth, true generational wealth, was the idea, and now it's being stripped from us.
I think that's amazing that a company or the government can just come in one day. You know what? I need this land. You got to go. That is mind-blowing to me. I also think it's crazy that once you pay your house off, you still have to pay taxes on your home. These people are, according to this report, being forced to sell their home even if they don't want to, just because some stupid company want to build, make themselves enrich themselves even more so. It's all about the money, folks. Ashley's mother decided to sell her property to Georgia Power voluntarily.
Brown's mother recently came to an agreement with Georgia Power to sell. Brown says if she didn't, the utility could have sought to acquire her property through eminent domain, a legal process that allows private property to be taken with compensation for projects determined to serve a public purpose.
All power generation starts somewhere.
Holly Lovett is a Georgia Power spokesperson.
Eminent domain is always, you know, a last resort for us, and it's something we never want to do.
To us, it's theft. It's literally a billion-dollar company stealing land from smaller people, people who can't fight back. We don't have the money to fight Georgia Power.
So that's why a few months ago, Ansley took her story to TikTok.
My childhood home is being taken by Georgia Power.
She began sharing stories of others in similar situations.
What is it taking from her? Look behind me. It's taking this entire backyard.
That's amazing, huh? They said they get paid. It's not. They got paid. That's not theft. I'm just saying. But money, I mean, money, their home means more than their money.
It I understand that, but it's still not theft. It may not be a nice situation. It may be like whatever.
But if they say, they know we're not going to sell, and then they go and do the eminent domain thing, that means the people don't have a choice.
Correct. And it's one of those things, like, the government has done this. I'm saying it, I probably wouldn't like it if it happened to me, too, right? But, I mean, like, the government has done this over the years, and sometimes they consider something particularly important, like a highway, a dam, or that, AI, apparently.
That ain't important. I mean, they're going to expand their business.
Right. I'm just saying
that means they're going to make more money. It's all about the money. They're taking these people's property based on a survey to expand so they can make more money.
No, but it's kind of a little emotional, too. He's been calling it that, like, getting emotional. Like, remember that black family who got their home, something like eminent domain, like, years ago, and then some other black family recently came at the government to California saying, oh, what the heck? That was so racist of you guys. And they all got emotional. Same thing to me.
I get so emotional, baby, every time I think of you. They get so emotional every time they think of their property. I have a white history moment. I haven't done my own white history moment in a while. George Washington. This is from Wikipedia. This is my white history moment. White history. Gonna celebrate with my friends. George Washington was a founding father and the first U.S. president serving from 1789 to 1797. This is from the White House.
Nowadays, we usually think of Washington as the granite figure on Mount Rushmore. Or Gilbert Stuart's famous painting, Solemn and Distant. But at the time of the American Revolution, 43-year-old George Washington was in the prime of his life, battle-tested, strong, and vigorous. At 6'2", he was a natural leader of men. Washington did not write the Declaration of Independence, or the Constitution, or the Federalist Papers. Yet his defiant, inspiring, and commanding writings far outweigh those of his contemporaries. As a military general, he lost more battles than he won. Yet Washington fearlessly led an untrained army to defeat the greatest military power in the world.
That's what I'm talking about. White power. Amazing, huh? Washington was self-made.
George Washington was born on February 22, 1732, near Pope's Creek in Westmoreland County, Virginia. The first of six children of Augustine and Mary Ball Washington. What he learned came mostly from self-study and practical experience. He knew the Bible and Shakespeare, read Seneca and Cicero, and studied history in the political writings of the day. As a young man, Washington was a surveyor and traveled extensively in the area west of the Appalachian Mountains. He wanted to join the British Navy, but his mother objected. At the age of 21, Washington sought a commission and was appointed by the British as a major in the militia. After that, he was appointed colonel of the Provincial Virginia Regiment, which made him the highest-ranking American military officer in the colony. The next year, he married the young widow, Martha Custis, who would be his wife for the next 40 years. And they established their home at Mount Vernon. He served as a vestryman in their nearby Anglican parish. Washington had inherited slaves, and more came with his marriage. But he eventually opposed slavery, wished to see its abolition, and in his will, upon Martha's death, freed his slaves.
Amazing. That's what I'm talking about. Where'd a white man like that? White men, you need to get control of your white women. He went from soldier to statesman.
As the colonial crisis heated up, Washington sponsored a series of resolutions denying the right of the British Parliament to tax the colonists. And along with George Mason, introduced the Fairfax Resolves, which closed Virginia's trade with England. In 1774, Washington was elected as a Virginia delegate to the Continental Congress in Philadelphia. After Lexington Concord, Washington urged Congress to prepare for war. He attended sessions in his uniform to show that he was deadly serious. When Congress recognized the militia forces around Boston as a Continental Army, there was really no question who would be selected to command them. Later that year, Washington's circular address to the states set off a series of events which culminated in the Constitutional Convention of 1787. Washington was elected its president. Be assured, future President James Monroe reminded another future president, Thomas Jefferson, his influence carried this government. Is it any wonder that Washington was unanimously elected to be the first president of the United States? The arc of Washington's statesmanship was complete. He had led his people from revolution through war to a constitutional republic.
Amazing, huh? All these are from the White House. He went, unlike France, America stayed free.
Twice during the revolution, Washington was granted absolute power by Congress to do whatever was necessary for the cause. Twice, he gave that power back. When one of his colonels proposed that Washington be made a king, he rejected the idea in utter disgust. After the war, Washington resigned his military commission. After two terms as president, he resigned that too. The French Revolution ended in violence, the guillotine, and the wars of Napoleon. That the American Revolution did not was largely because of Washington, who sought an independent nation of self-governing people. Living freely, to use his favorite biblical metaphor, under their own vine and fig tree. The moderation and virtue of a single character, Jefferson later reflected, probably prevented this revolution from being closed, as most others have been, by a subversion of that liberty it was intended to establish.
Amazing, huh? Now do you see why we celebrate white history? We got to remind the white people and all the people, white men found it and created the greatest country on the earth. You better be grateful instead of fighting. So Washington left us a blueprint for freedom.
When he resigned for the last time, Washington left his beloved country enduring advice in his farewell address. Uphold the Constitution, be vigilant in protecting the liberty of all, guard the nation's independence, and above all, maintain the civic and moral character necessary for self-government. George Washington is Pater Patriae, the father of our country, but he never had children of his own. We are his children. Together, we must live up to this inheritance, especially now on our nation's 250th birthday.
Amazing. An amazing white history moment. So, hey, the blacks and the liberals should love George Washington, right? He freed the slaves.
Yep.
Do they like him?
I think that they, I don't know. I feel like they might have tried to tear him down, too.
That's what I'm thinking. It looked like they, when they were tearing down statues.
Right.
I could be wrong, but I think they went after his.
They might have. I know they went after Lincoln.
Amazing. I could be wrong about that, but this man freed the slaves. But wouldn't it be nice if we still had men who ran the government like that? With power and authority and with what is best in mind. Wouldn't that be amazing? Thank you, George. I appreciate it. Super, super.
Super chats.
Cornerstone on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Love God and love your neighbor. 100.
If you want to be free, that's the only way you're going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. You got to enter into the kingdom of love by overcoming the kingdom of evil, which is anger, resentment, all those emotions. And you love that, you're going to be free. You have, it's like when I tell, suggest to people go and forgive, and they say, wow, I feel like a load been lift. Wait until you live in love. There's no word to express what's going to happen. Amazing. Thank you.
Hannes, you are right, Jesse. The word in the beginning was the word, quote unquote, etc., comes from the Greek word logos, which has many meanings and doesn't translate easily. But it also means something like divine command / order, basically God's law / order.
I rest my case. In the beginning, that was the law, and the law was God, and God is the law, and the law was made flesh. The law was put into our heart, folks. They got you thinking, oh, in the beginning, that's the word, wherever God, and now you think Jesus is God. What the? Thank you.
Thank you, Hannes. Mexico Powell.
Si.
Hey, Powell.
Hey, Powell.
Paola.
Hi, Paolo.
Paola.
Paola.
Lots of love from Las Vegas. Fingers crossed emoji. Old man emoji. Cha-ching. slot machine emoji.
Amazing. Lots of love back and thanks for your support. Amazing.
Thank you, Mexico Pow.
Mexico Pow.
Very generous, as always.
Thank you.
Nick LaBoy, one thing I've noticed about feelings, he says on Rumble with the Rumble Rant, is it puts a heavy fog on your clarity, which opens the door for bad decisions and muddies your awareness.
That is such a good point. Just imagine this. Human beings think that feelings are life, is life. Isn't that amazing? They love their feelings. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick LaBoy, who also says with a Rumble Rant before that one, when Satan wants to ram through evil, he uses a woman for the arrowhead. Taking advice from a woman is foolishness. Having a woman in a position of power running a city is insanity and a death wish.
Whenever you listen to the woman, you will suffer. Amazing. Thank you.
The Hague Report gifted the cookie 07 salute on pill.net.
Amazing. Thank you, Hague.
Thank you. And Qual for Life also gifted the cookie. Thank you, Qual for Life.
Thank you.
Tora9860, welcome show member, JLP, YouTube.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Riley, T. To seek divinity merely in books is to seek the living among the dead. Seek God within your own soul. Captain John Smith.
Amazing. Thank you.
Marcus G. Everybody and they mama wants to be a prophet except baby Jessica's daddy. 100 eye roll laughing with tears.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Very
everybody.
Nice.
The baby Jessica's daddy.
Shout out.
Thank you.
Sir.
Shout out to baby Jessica's daddy too.
Yes. And thank you, guys. I could be definitely mistaken, but that's all for now, I believe.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. Isn't that a cool hat that Hank has on? July just feels white. Amazing. And the flag on the side there, and the other side, it says, White History Month. Amazing. Go to JessieLeePeterson.shop and get your merch. And on the back, it says JLP. Amazing. To the call the air and the rest of the call. I'm so out of time. I tried to get to as many as possible. But I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. The hate report is coming now. And then the American Incubator. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. People tell me all the time, no, I don't do the silent prayer anymore. Oh, I dropped off a little bit. How are you going to stand the light without the light? How? You will be in the dark, making all kind of dark and wrong decisions. Walk in the light. Stay in the light. Don't forget to stay present. All right, folks. Thank you all. Amazing and happy White History Month. Thanks for your support and everything. See you later.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Thank you.